Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, this woman is upset because no one tells women that as they get over the age of 30, they're seen as being less fun. And that all the older men are wanting to date younger women. That's biology, baby. So face meet wall. And now just imagine how 20-year-old guys feel when they see women their own age going on yacht parties in Dubai with older men while being invisible for most of their lives. Men date younger because there's less baggage and a lot more banging. Even men in their 50s and 60s can still score a woman in her 20s, and that pisses women off. Up next, this one says that life is way too short to like a short guy and wants men 6 feet plus. That's okay, because for us men, life is too short to put up with a bad woman. I also don't know what women hate more, accountability or short dudes. It's definitely too close to call. I bet this one is only 5'5" and photoshopped herself to look a bit taller. Also, what's that weird thing standing in front of her? The only thing that looks like it's 6 feet tall in this picture is her face. Number three, this lady says that men wear $60 boxers for $3 worth of swing swing. Curtis says that women wear Victoria's Secret panties for a cooch that ain't no secret. James then insults both of them and says that half our property taxes go to education and to people who can't even spell wear right. W-E-A-R. These days you better be careful because Victoria's Secret panties might have a penis in them. Moving on, is this the future of humanity? This one man in Japan has 4 wives and 2 girlfriends and wants to have 54 kids and become the god of marriage. I guess he figured out that it worked for the Mormons, so he's gonna see if it works for him too. But with the crazy amount of soy flowing through Japanese society these days, which one is the husband? Plus, those wives look homely even by Japanese standards. A remake of the past was always feminism's goal. We men were just too gullible to understand it. Number 5, of all the things that never happened, this one never happened the most. This man pretends to be a cow for a milking competition, and his schwing schwang is pumped for hours. But I recognize this mugshot from 2008. This lady was blocking traffic and chasing kids while wearing a cow costume. She also urinated on somebody's porch. I guess she was pretty drunk. She was famously known as Booga Michelle, kind of like Xanta in Toronto back about 20 years ago now. Up next, Apple loses over $1 billion a year on streaming, and yet has some of the best sci-fi shows like Foundation, Silo, Dark Matter, and For All Mankind. They seem to be stealing Hollywood's audience, and it's a loss leader for Apple. Now I'm going to go watch the show Severance. It's getting great reviews as well. I watch Apple TV as much as I used to watch Fox back in the early 90s, when they had Married with Children, Herman's Head, and In Living Color. If you don't want to pay for it, then sail the high seas. Number 7 looks like the red pill about female nature is gone even more mainstream. This is from a Netflix show called Adolescence, where this character says 80% of women are attracted to 20% of men. But it's more like the 95-5 rule at this point. Only 5% are getting all the action. 20% is still a very blue-pilled number. It's much less than that. But as a man, you can always level up by hitting the gym and making a ton of money to make yourself the perfect target for a divorce grape. Moving on, you know the economy is getting bad out there when people are starting to finance their Chipotle bowls. Imagine working 4 months to pay off a burrito. Where does this person even live? Around here, the bowl starts at around $15. Maybe that's because of the weak Canadian dollar or something. And on top of that, they still expect me to tip them another $5, or they'll shame me for being cheap to the other customers behind me. Thank you to all the people printing the money during COVID's. Number 9, what the hell is happening with black women, as 59% of them have kids with multiple Tyrones? Oftentimes they can have 3 to 4 baby daddies, and yet 56% of black males are still childless. This correlates perfectly to the rate of previous generations of fatherless homes. One Tyrone with 4 baby mamas can't exactly spend quality time with all those kids now, can he? This is how civilization ends, with women demolishing the family units. Up next, your girl is a reflection of you. So this guy either must have some really big self-esteem issues, or he's a chubby chaser. Either that, or he married her 5 years ago and she released a couple of ripened crotch fruits out of her womb and never bothered to lose the weight again. He needs to look on the bright side, though, because his arms are just as big as hers. Number 11, it took this guy 6 years to find a wife. White men can usually find a woman in Asia in less time than that, in only a few months or a year. And this one's not even all that attractive. Apparently, he's teaching guys now how to find women like this in only 6 months. He probably thinks he found a good one, but with eyes like those, he won't have long to find out that she's no good. She looks very sneaky, and that she's up to something, or am I just imagining things? Moving on, this California couple was deported after living illegally in the United States for 35 years. So why do I have to spend an hour being interrogated at the U.S. border on occasion with my Canadian passport, when illegals can just set up shop after hopping across the border illegally? I wouldn't be surprised if they voted for the Democrats all these years and even stole a social security number off a dead person. Maybe the goal is to up that 36% number at the bottom because it looks like a rookie number. Number 13, here's the sad state of America's Navy. You know they're definitely contributing to the gross shipping tonnage of the Navy. These are three female Navy MPs. You know that one day most warfare will be done by women in bunkers operating drones. But that bunker better be huge by the looks of these ladies. Allowing them to control drones is like giving missiles to glorified librarians. I'm glad I see that the armed forces are allowing fat acceptance now. Up next, some guy sends a text to his ex-girlfriend while she's asleep. And her new guy answers saying she's asleep, and asks, what do you want to tell her, loser? He says to tell her that his HIV test came back positive. This is probably fake, but you know that somewhere out there in the last few decades, the scenario actually did play out like this in real life. And if it's not fake, at least he got the guy to sweat bullets. He probably fell out of bed reading that message. Or was it his ex in disguise all along? Number 15, talking about another cell phone, we have Bill Burr here. And he says that Elon Musk doesn't know how to talk to hot women. By the looks of his wife, Bill certainly looks like an expert. She can even fly like an eagle with arm flaps like those. Then again, if you're on the left, a woman like this is probably a 10, so he's not wrong. He used to be funny, but now he's just cucked, and his own jokes are backfiring on him. He was also red-pilled too. What happened? Moving on, Kathleen Kennedy says she will never retire, as people spread rumors about her retirement. She's turning into a woke emperor before our very eyes. But truth be told, there's only one person we need to blame about the current state of Star Wars. He has a neck bigger than his beard, and he didn't exactly need the money. What was he thinking leaving Star Wars in the hands of Disney? At this point, the damage to Star Wars has been irreparable, and its popularity will die with Gen X and the millennials. Number 17, here's how dating apps like Tinder work these days. Most men don't get any notifications or matches, while most women get thousands of matches, but none of the men are good enough for them. The men are dying of thirst while the women drown in mediocre dong. But women will still claim that the dating market is rigged against them when they can't do basic matches. There are only so many high-quality men out there to go around willing to settle for them. The odds are not in their favor. Up next, you know things are getting bad in the economy when 20-year-old dudes are now more right-wing than 75-year-old men. It's not really shocking because 75-year-old guys are hippie boomers that helped contribute to the destruction of the West. Now they're sucking the last little bit of blood from it so they can enjoy their retirements. Young white men face a similar existential crisis to when Mr. Mustache was around back in the 1930s and 40s. Number 19, here's the difference between the fantasy and reality about how hard men and women have it in life. Many women can use lonely fools to live life on easy mode, and soon AI will take that option away from them as well. Women have DEI, SIMPs, government grants, gender bias, and education in the workplace. The male side needs to have more traps like false allegations, divorce rape, and getting trapped by women with baby rabies. Moving on, I thought this story was fake, but it's real after all. This guy stood by his support of Donald Trump after ICE detained his Peruvian wife on a return trip from their honeymoon. Is it possible that the honeymoon sucked so he ratted her out to the authorities himself? Maybe he let them take her because he saw what she looked like without any makeup. It's the same woman. It's those fake eyelashes and mascara that do wonders for a woman's face. Number 21, here's a man that knows his limits. He won't pick up his woman and put her on his shoulders. The craziest thing is he's the tallest, most built, and best looking guy in the bunch. And yet he's still with the woman that looks like a potato compared to the other guys. She should be so grateful to be with him that she should be the one putting him on her shoulders. Maybe she's pregnant and that's why he's hugging her stomach like that. They're probably the only couple here that's still together. Up next, would you support it if Canada became the 51st state? I certainly would if Trump got rid of personal income taxes. But Canada as a whole is too big to be one state. Each province should be its own state on its own to make sure the Electoral College doesn't always go to the Democrats. Besides, if the United States and Canada merged, most Canadians would move south to escape the horrible weather and what was once Canada would depopulate because of that weather. Plus, Americans are screwed if they have to deal with Quebec. I'd love to see a presidential debate in French for once. Number 23, the epidemic of women dating while pregnant is getting worse and worse. This couple met on Tinder while she was pregnant, and their fourth date was in the delivery room. At least he got to see her spread eagle on that fourth date. I've been lonely in my life when I was a young man, but I was never this lonely, let alone enough to date a single mother. Also, is it just me or do those babies' fingers and toes look a little bit pigmentally challenged? Moving on, was it a good idea to destroy our civilization and trade it for diversity? But remember that this beauty came about because men and women grew up in a depression, World War II in the late 1940s inflationary periods. The 1950s was the first time in their lives that they could actually enjoy something. And they wrecked this unknowingly by spoiling their kids. They didn't realize their affluence would lead to creating entitled boomers. They just wanted to give their kids the best. It's suffering that created this. You can only value something and build something great if you've first gone through pain. Number 25 and the last one, if Netflix wants to know why their Sandman show failed, then look no further than the person they cast to play the character of Death. All they had to do was put a goth chick in it and make her hot. And guys wouldn't even watch it for the story, but simply to watch it for her. Also, is making the Angel of Death a woke black woman, as opposed to a white goth girl, really the statement they want to make? Yes and no. They only did it to piss off the fans and destroy yet another thing that men enjoy. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal subscribers or links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.